said to me, "We like him. You could bring him again." But I got to tell you, when Andy was about 8 years old, we were driving, and we were driving near his grandma's house. And all of a sudden he said, "Dad, we really should stop and see grandma." But it was getting late, and I wanted to get home. You know, I wanted to get the kids to bed and so on. And I said, "You know, it's kind of late. We should just go home." But then he was insistent. Oh my, was he ever insistent. He said, "Dad, we need to go see grandma." And one more time I objected. But then finally, like I say, he was just persistent. And so we went to stop at grandma's house, and guess what? She was in the middle of having a heart attack. Yeah. And I think that somehow God had placed it on his heart and made him so insistent that we needed to go see grandma. We ended up, calling emergency, and she went into emergency, and right in the middle of having a heart attack. So, but it emphasizes how God will talk to his people. God will talk to his people. So we're going to talk a little bit today about how does God talk to his people. Well, the first way and foremost is through Scripture. This is how God talks to his people. And there's a wonderful passage in 2 Timothy. All Scripture is God-breathed. You know what that means? It means that in the same way that God came to Adam, well, actually, when Adam was just a lump of clay, God came to that lump of clay, and he breathed into that lump of clay the breath of life. God has done that with this book. He has breathed into this book the breath of life, so that when you expose yourself to this word, you are being filled with the life of God. You're being filled with the life of God. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. So that's that. That's Scripture. The other thing is this. The same thing happens as the Word of God is being preached. How many of you have ever had this experience, like some of my former parishioners? They would say to me, "Pastor, were you in our house today, this week?" "Were you in our house this week?" Because what they were saying is, you know, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit was speaking to them. You know, like specific things about specific stuff that was going on in their life, so that they thought that maybe somehow I was sneaking around in a corner somewhere. Yeah, I'll never forget, I read a story once about in the Philippines. There was, they were preaching and reading the Word of God, and there was one guy who became very offended. And he said, "Why are you taking my things and broadcasting them all over, you know, in front of all these people?" And really what was happening is that the Holy Spirit was convicting him, you know. The people who were preaching the word didn't know anything about his situation. But it just goes to show the power of the Word of God. This Word is filled with life, and it's filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, here's another way that God speaks, through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. There's a great story in Acts chapter 8. Now, an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. The man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home he was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah, the prophet. The Holy Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. Yeah, so the Holy Spirit was speaking directly to Philip. And what ended up happening is Philip explained to him about what he was reading, and this man essentially became a Christian. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit will do this sort of thing. I remember talking with a pastor once, and he was going to conduct a funeral. And he was on the freeway. And as he was driving, he was approaching a certain exit. And he felt this very strong prompting. Exit here. And at first he tried to ignore it, but the prompting was so strong. Exit here. And he said, but Lord, the exit for the church is two down from here. And again the prompting, exit here. So he exits, and when he came down to the bottom of the exit, he saw a car, and in that car was the widow. She was having car troubles, and she had to exit there. And so he was able to help her. But you see, the Holy Spirit will do this sort of thing. He'll indicate to us things that need to happen. So the Holy Spirit speaks to us. What else? Christian friends and advisors. There's some beautiful scriptures in Proverbs. Where there is no guidance, a people falls. But in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. Without counsel, plans fail. But with many advisors, they succeed. So, how many of you have sought the counsel of Christian friends and advisors? And how many of you, at times it was as if God himself was speaking to you when they spoke? Yeah, absolutely. Christian friends and advisors, God speaks to us through these. And when we need direction in life, it is so good, so appropriate to seek the counsel of Christian friends and advisors. Well, we've been talking today about some of the various ways that God speaks and communicates to us. And so we've said Scripture, we've said the Holy Spirit, we've said Christian friends and advisors. And these are wonderful. They're very, very useful. Very useful, very helpful to us in our Christian faith. But there are two things, as we talk about this, that I want you to know today. And one of them is this. Don't expect that sort of direct communication of the Lord at every juncture. You know, like, Lord, show me which lottery card to take. Or don't expect that God is at every juncture is going to be telling you which exit you're supposed to take. You know? He does do those sorts of things. And certainly as we told the story of the pastor with the widow, you can see how helpful it was that God communicated to the pastor. But we don't expect this at every juncture. You know? There are some times we go with Scripture. There are some times when we just use good Christian common sense, you know? So don't expect it at every juncture. But the other thing that's so important to know is that somebody else is talking, too. Do you know what I'm saying? Who else is trying to talk to and influence Christians. Anybody want to say?
Satan.
Yeah, Satan. By all means. And the Bible says that Satan comes as an angel of light. And so he can make what he's saying to us sound and seem so good. He can make it sound and seem so good. So we need to know that Satan's talking too. And we need to learn how to discern the voices that we are hearing. To discern the voices that we are hearing. So here's the thing I want to say to you. Let's go on here. We need to test everything. We need to test everything that we are hearing. You think about the pastor. In the end, that proved to be a very constructive communication, didn't it? It was very helpful. But we need to test everything that we're hearing. And we're going to test it how? Well, we're first going to test it by Scripture. Whatever you happen to be hearing, test it by Scripture. But then there's another thing we want to, another way that we want to test it. What is the fruit? What is the fruit? So if you feel prompted to say or to do something, you need to ask yourself the question, what is the fruit? So I want to go through a few things here. You might want to ask yourself, will people get hurt if I follow this? Will people get hurt? Will people become confused if I say this? Let's say you're feeling prompted to say something. Will Christians be confused by that? Will somebody be troubled in their faith? You know, a lot of times we can feel as though we're supposed to say something, but we need to ask ourselves, will somebody be hurt, confused, or troubled in their faith? On the flip side, will somebody be encouraged? If you feel prompted to say something and somebody's going to be encouraged by that, you can know that's the Lord, that it's of God. If somebody's going to be encouraged in their faith, if somebody's going to be built up. You know, so many times we or others say things that tear people down. You know what I'm saying? And obviously, that's not of God. Not of God. But if they're going to be built up, you can know that it's of God. You know, you might say, I felt I was supposed to say that. If it's going to build somebody up, that's good. It's of God. And will the kingdom of God be served? Will the kingdom of God be served? Well, my question to you today is, what has God been saying to you? What's he been saying to you today? About your marriage? About a friendship? About a calling to serve? What has God been saying to you? And what I would say to you is that if God is speaking to you today, about your marriage, about a friendship, about a calling to serve. Test it. Test it. And if it is of God, listen to Him.